there is a great concern, especially in the small countries, you know. We have a big presence of delegates here, but we were listening this morning, especially to the scientific aspect, which is the most important to be taken in consideration. This is not only a matter of politics. It's a matter of conscience regarding the creation and regarding the future. So we think that it's necessary for all the countries to take this seriously, especially the most developed. It's not only a matter of making political agreements that then will lead nowhere.
Cardinal Maradiaga, I understand you have a delegation from Caritas and Caritas South Africa, of course. What appeal will you be making to the leaders present at the conference?
Well, we are not really delegates. We are observers as members of the NGOs, because the real delegates are the countries who had an official delegation to the conference according to the rules of the United Nations. But of course, there is a big participation of civil society, many organizations such as us, Caritas, because we have to deal with all the consequences of these problems with ecology. Every year we have to go to help different nations suffering flooding, suffering earthquakes, suffering many consequences of this lack of care for the creation.
This year you will be bringing the stories, especially of the people from the Horn of Africa, I presume, who have suffered very, very harshly for the climate change, for drought. What stories will you be bringing to the table, Cardinal?
Well, the stories are here. The delegates have been talking of different aspects. One of them is that it's necessary that the Kyoto Protocol will not die here in South Africa. At least a continuation such as the European Union has been asking for, but let's hope it will be some steps forward taken.
What are your hopes, your greatest hopes for the outcome of this conference?
Well, being a man of church, I always have hope, and I hope that our Lord will touch the consciences of all, especially the big nations of the world, in order to do something better, not only waiting that the consequences of this ecological tragedy will come out.
On Sunday, Pope Benedict the 16th made an appeal to delegates at the conference to craft a deal that would take into consideration the interests of the poor. And you are representing those poor people around the world. What value does this message have in such a situation?
We are very grateful to the Holy Father, because I know this is one of the themes that is in his heart. We heard what he said in the Angelus of last Sunday, and then the speech to all the young men and women that were together last Monday morning. I was present there with the foundation Sorella Natura, and his speech was very strong. And, of course, arrived here to the conference and has been highly appreciated.
Cardinal, thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to say to us?
Of course, I would like to ask the people, the Catholics of the world, please to continue praying for this conference. It's not only a matter of human aspects, but spiritually speaking, it's necessary that we use the strength that we have, the power of prayer, and to pray for the success of this conference.